Hey everybody, and welcome back to DustoProds.com Resident Evil Month. Today, let's watch Resident Evil Afterlife. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining today, as always, we have Bobby Wong.
We're now going into the terrifying territory of the movies I haven't seen yet.
Yes, Ninja Kitty.
Same here.
And Star Child.
We've been here since the first film for me.
Well, right now I'm venturing back into films I've seen already, because I've seen every Resident Evil movie so far.
I have. The only bit of this I know is, throw your glasses at the camera, then die.
Actually, I guess we better give... because Star Child wasn't here for the last one. I'm sure it'll give a synopsis. It always gives a synopsis.
Yeah, that's Resident Evil's thing. Just wait till we get to 5, though. That is an opening. Oh, God. Okay, so yeah, as always, we're watching this on VLC Media Player. We have the movie paused at 35 seconds. It is right after the Constantin Films logo goes away.
Obnoxiously.
And, yeah, it just snaps away. Just Constantin Films gone. Like, everything else usually fades out. This just snap.
Just fuck you, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm giving home. Yeah, so anywho, like I said, 35 seconds, the screen should be black, then you hit play, then it fades into a city. Well, after a second, or... 35 seconds, Constantin Film logo just goes away. You hit play, then within a second or two, it should fade into a city. Yuki. So, are you guys ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. City. Screen gems, city. 7:23 a.m.
Hey, everybody looks like ants from up here.
I can see my
there's
house.
A
there's a tennis court.
There's that bastard Bill field. Johnson's house.
There's
fuck
soccer
Bill Johnson.
That building.
So clearly we've gone
Japan?
Back in time a bit since the last film.
Is that Japan?
Or we could have not. We don't know.
Or
yes.
Maybe, yeah, that's Japan.
The zombies have decided to socially network.
Society just rebuilt itself, okay?
The zombies just decided to become working members of society.
Oh, that is a downgrade for the zombies.
Ew, those shoes are horrible.
There's no place like home! There's no place like home! There's no place like home!
And he goes back there, it's like, oh right, I was sexually molested, that's why I wear these shoes. With these stockings. Did you borrow those from Beetlejuice?
Someone said her name 3 times.
Okay, I'm surprised we haven't seen more see-through umbrellas.
Boris.
Yeah. Boris Kodjo.
Wentworth Miller.
Yes. He's that guy from Prison Break. Okay, now for the life of me, I can't remember what the title of Resident Evil 5 is.
I'm so confused.
Retribution?
Retribution, yes! Resident Evil Retribution. So it goes
so
Resident Evil, then Apocalypse, then Extinction, then Afterlife, then Retribution. And then 6. That hasn't been named yet. Yes, based upon.
Based very loosely upon.
Yes. We slap some character names on our... We slap some character names on our characters and put zombies. That's basically Resident Evil, right?
I'm very weirded out. This is nothing like the other ones. What happened?
They always try for a new stylistic change with each one.
Yeah.
I think she's getting all wet. It was too easy, I know.
Yeah. Aw, ye girl. You look real good.
He likes the sight of her. He's like, ooh.
Want to come to my love hotel?
Did
best
not
opening
see
so
that
far.
Coming.
Best opening so
Whoa.
Far. Just
Whoa,
all
here
all
she comes. She's a man eater.
Yeah. Damn it, I have the song stuck in my head again. It took me weeks to get that out. Yep, one guy got bit. City loses power.
Domino effect.
That's the efficiency of Japan. Each person is actually like a power generator.
Actually, what that's tracking is herpes throughout the United States.
How did they go for you?
That's Japan. Oh,
no, that is Japan. Okay, oh, that is Japan.
Then herpes in Japan. That's just how they happen to track it.
I could
save the cheerleader, save the world. Starting in Japan. So suck it. Why?
Because fuck you.
Are you really that devoted to the concepts of science? And why isn't this a desert?
Because it's Japan, surrounded by water. It's made of concrete.
How did they get to Japan?
Viruses.
They were there.
Yeah.
You mean the zombies?
No, I mean... I have to assume that... Never mind.
They're a multinational corporation.
Yes.
I was actually thinking more if Alice was to show up in Japan. How the fuck did she get there?
Umbrella.
I feel like I shouldn't have turned off the subtitles.
Yeah.
I know what
you're saying.
Except
I understand some of this.
I kind of don't at all. I'm trying to learn Japanese.
I watch a lot of anime. Well, not a lot, but that's how I know what you're saying.
I watch a lot too, but I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
I pay attention. I notably make connections between the text and the...
They have to have one of these in every movie.
Oh, yeah, they totally do. That's actually like a level from Saints Row the Third. This is like Deckers Must Die. Actually, http://deckers.die. Dude, it's full proper name. No one needs a blow up to all
the ovaries.
No one needs a blow up to all the Mega Man cannon.
If these guys were all in the Navy, they'd be seamen around the ovaries.
Also, big fans of the Village People. Damn it, we keep losing dudes!
And Johnson. Johnson is on bitch detail this week.
Wow, Wesker looks like shit. He acts like shit, too. Shit got fucked, sir. Identify targets. That is clearly a guy with an accent trying to have not an accent, or at least a different accent that he's not good at. Fuck yeah, music!
So far, I'm liking the new style.
Oh shit, that's an anti-tank rifle!
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Ah, get it. We got you. Well, hi, Lady Deadpool.
Didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, no, it's Mila Jovovich. It's great that guy's just like, oh? Wait, you threw out three ninja stars. How did...
When in Japan, do as the Japanese do. Throw ninja stars and use katanas.
That was not physically possible.
Fuck physics, this is
not
this
even
is
remotely.
Games. Yeah. Wait. Why did you leave one of your swords? You need both of them. Hey, do you guys remember The Matrix? That's a good movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
That That'd be great if there was, like, a story just, like, from the set. It's like, a stunt double lost her leg today while filming Resident Evil Afterlife. Where'd the rest of the sword go?
It got shot off. Which is impossible for a real fucking katana, but...
Yeah! Psychic!
Oh, what the fuck is this shit?
It happened.
Oh, yeah, she has total psychic powers.
Yeah.
There's also, she like, was... 1,000 of her.
Yeah, she was experimenting on a lot with the T-virus, and that gave her powers. She can now fusro-da without having to shout.
She fusro-da's with her eyes.
Yeah. Dragon stare.
Or it's dragon glare.
Alice used psychic wave.
Was super effective.
Extremely effective, yes.
Well, that was a short movie. You'd think she'd have on body armor. No, you got
that looks
really
real bad.
That looks terrible.
Like, she still has a limited amount of lives. You think she'd be more careful with them?
Yeah. I mean, she should have easily been able to avoid dying like that.
Yeah, she should have put Although,
as far as I know, her clones aren't as effective as her.
Yeah, but multiple clones, many, many eyes.
Yeah, but they don't all share vision.
Yeah, but they can watch her back.
He's trying real hard to be Agent Smith right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're imitating the Matrix.
Yeah, they started doing that with the, the second one. And kill everyone. Why was that the emphasized line? You know what? I'm pretty sure Paul W.S. Anderson just like made this entire franchise because he wanted his wife to look hot in leather and like be awesome and shit. Granada! Wait. Those grenades didn't have pins. Those were like push grenades. And seriously, this is literally the Matrix.
The Matrix.
A really terrible Matrix. With really horribly photoshopped on Alice heads. Like, seriously, did you see that? They looked horrible. Okay, while this is a really shitty Matrix, it's still real fun. Fucking.
Do you know who did a better job of photoshopping heads on?
Hmm.
The guys at AFV that put Tom Bergeron's head on every one of those home videos.
Yeah.
That looks better than that.
Wait, what was the purpose of putting on the line? What was the purpose of attaching the line to the ceiling if you were just going to detach it before it served its purpose? Seriously, she hadn't slowed down at all.
How does her gun still have ammo?
She had God mode on. Or at least infinite ammo. These guys suck!
He comes to the realization it's not quite as epic without the music.
That's far too big an explosion for those grenades.
They were infected with a T-virus. Or maybe all those ovary things are actually just filled with gas. You know, they're all helium, so that's why they fly. That's why they stay in the air. Like, wow! He is...
How
really
did he survive that?
He's
I
Albert
am the
Wesker.
Terminator.
Albert Wesker
Come with
is
me if you want to live.
Umbrella! In case you forgot. Remember the name, foo. Where did they find all the elastic for their hair?
That's a really good question.
Like, seriously, this is the apocalypse. I'm pretty sure there'd be a shortage on, like, scrunchies or some shit.
I just realized who that guy is. He's, like, a less talented Dolph Ziggler.
I don't even know who Dolph Ziggler is.
Wrestling, and he's a terrible actor, and he's borderline homosexual.
I think those blades were on the wrong sides, but... I might say.
Well, the blades turned. Jesus Christ! Now that's a bomb!
Size matters, bitches.
And did he really, like, make a plane that kept saying, turbulence, turbulence, turbulence?
What the shit kind of bomb is that?
It's a movie bomb.
It looks epic, but...
It's a fuck you bomb.
Yeah.
It's Holy known shit. As God's penis.
It's known as the suck my dick, Einstein.
Just shoot. Just shoot right now.
Shoot, come on, you can do it. Do it. Just shoot. Guns are a ranged weapon. Oh, hi, it's Real Alice.
Why?
So that can happen.
Why did she do that? Why didn't she know that he was going to do that with her psychicness?
Her psychicness.
Why not just shoot him?
Because this is movies, you see. In the Final Confrontation, people lose their ability to realize that guns can be used at a distance.
Why isn't she pulling it out?
No. They're literally tees! It's taking back his property by removing it of all the awesome shit that made this one in the first place.
It works that fast?
Yeah. It's Umbrella, okay? They make everything fast acting. Why would you want to be human again? Humans suck.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be whatever the hell she was before.
Yeah. Like, Albert Wesker's entire character motivation is he wants to be a god. I'd much rather be just some jackass god than some jackass human. And,
What the heck?
Green light? They paused it in time just long enough for all of them to be engulfed in flames. But Alice will survive.
That was an awesome movie.
What?
Despite the fact she has no augmentation, making her a really boring character.
Well, not boring.
Seriously, that's carried her character since the first film.
Well, in the first film, she didn't have any augmentation. She didn't get a mech until the second film.
She had the, Yeah, I guess you're right.
She had training.
Yeah.
And then the second one, she started getting, you know, some of the more weird things, you know, like running down the side of a building and, you know, like, ramping through a church, shooting the gas tank. For an apocalypse, this is pretty... like, picturesque.
Until...
They also offered free long johns. It was fucking cold up here.
also to make ends meet, Zach Galifianakis would rent out his time, and for $500, he would snuggle with you the entire night and keep you warm.
Yes. That's Claire Redfield, Starchild.
Sorry?
The Claire she was talking about was Claire Redfield from the games.
Ah.
Specifically RE2. And I think maybe Code Veronica.
Yes.
Yes. I hate those games, and I know everything. I know a lot about them. Ha ha! Gaming! Where did she get the jacket?
It was in the plane.
Like this jacket,
Amelia Earhart.
But she found Amelia Earhart, then robbed her grave.
Yep.
Ah, these are all the people I've killed. Good day's work. Oh, she got it from Russia.
Those planes are mighty clean.
You think with an apocalypse, you know, the janitors would take a day off. I can hear myself, kind of.
No, man, those guys are dedicated.
These planes must always be able to fly.
Yes.
You know, just in case.
Yeah, you know. In case a zombie apocalypse breaks out, oh, wait. Oh, choppers, get to them! Ah! We're going past the chopper. You got to get into them.
Why did you leave the chopper?
You stupid girly girl.
You need to get... Oh, she's taking the other helicopter.
The one branded umbrella.
Why wouldn't you take the Apache helicopter?
Once again, that could have clearly held all the people that were in it.
Yes. Some sat in people's laps.
No, like, weight capacity. Helicopter can't take off and if it's over capacity.
They had really light people.
A lot of them were children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just had children all on and they made sure they took the socks off. I have to go have a really stupid battle with the final boss. I mean, the bad guy.
So did she really take all of her clones to that place?
The ones that she could bring out and train with guns and shit.
How'd she get there?
Magic!
She chose the retarded clones, actually. All right, kiddies, we're going on a field trip!
Yay! Can I do his mind shits?
Because it's not like whatever Wesker did to her would affect her clones if any of them were still alive.
Yeah. How do you want to bet she's, like, after this, like, if this thing, whole thing gets sorted out, she, like, uploads all these to YouTube? It's like my vlog in the zombie apocalypse. By Alice.
Hashtag whiny bitch.
Hashtag all my powers.
Why is her voice so raspy? Is that her trying to emote?
I think it's her trying to be, like, tortured and shit.
When she's doing anything somber, she quiets her voice down and makes it raspy.
Yeah. Then you better find some vibrators, kid. Well, it's no different than people who upload logs to YouTube. It's probably a zombie, lady.
It was running, though.
Zombies run nowadays. I don't know why. So, have we seen zombies run in this series?
Not like that.
Well, not yet.
It's Usain Bolt.
Where?
Pockets. Her behind and her front hind.
Are you saying she had a revolver?
In there? Revolver per snatch.
Up her vagina?
That's why she didn't need a vibrator.
Well, she hasn't.
She had guns.
Yeah.
Birds! Fucking.
This Claire, then?
Yep. Really exciting knife fight. Ah! Went down like a bitch.
Pussed out like a bitch.
If you notice her new boob bling.
I know, I'm like, what the fuck is in there? Oh. Oh, she got transformed into something.
Which is odd. When it happened to Jill Valentine, she went blonde. Yeah, don't show how you get it off. Just, it's off. Apparently makes you go feral. My bitch.
I told you to come up here and you lost everyone you cared about.
Thanks for that. Was Cameron the steampunk guy?
I don't know.
That satellite has a great microphone on it.
Yeah. You think that it wouldn't hear the of wind in the trees?
Yeah.
Or the
what's funny is this technology actually exists and is being used by the CIA every day.
Oh, maybe it was that spider.
The camera tracking, yes. You cannot put a microphone on a satellite.
No. No, they just have everywhere bugged.
The spider thing.
That's possible.
Yeah. You covered a lot of ground in 6 months. Oh, she is vlogging, okay. How do you know? Did you examine it? Did you do science to it? And how does the thing still have a battery charge? Beth, I told you this. You mean you don't remember that horrible TV show you did for a couple seasons?
How much of this filming do you think was... of the filming of this movie was done in a freaking airplane cockpit simulator?
A bit. We'll get to a place and then we'll stop this.
How much of this reminds you of, I don't know, someone who just got roofied? Your name is Alice, right?
Yes. Why am I tied up in an airplane? Where are my pants?
Why am I wearing lipstick and I'm freshly showered?
Why is there a revolver in my vagina?
Why do I like it so much? Oh, I was going to say Detroit, but, you know, this is pretty good for Hollywood, too.
How did she get down there so fast?
You get it? It's ironic, because it looks like hell. Well, actually, according to your clock, it's 1,800 hours. You said 1,600.
Yeah, she doesn't actually know how to do 24-hour time, and so it was 6 o'clock, and so she thought it was 1,600.
Oh my god, a person! With really patchy facial hair. No shit, Sherlock. I thought it was fucking Superman. Yes, please help us, two-person passenger plane. Like, seriously, how do you think that will help you? If it's two people. Hey, look, it's somebody with an afro.
Hey, it's the Thriller video.
Yeah.
Holy That's what shit.
They got a lot of
guys, extras. You guys, can't you remember basic choreography?
Yeah.
Not a swarm.
Hey, come on, it's left, right, left, left. Keep it together, damn it. Land on the roof. You've done stupider things.
She needs a runway.
Why do you assume it's a guy? Asshole. What is this land you speak of?
And you're the one still standing in the middle of the runway.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she's just a crazy bitch.
Yeah. Psycho bitch.
Why right now? Why not wait till you're off the plane?
Strapping in? Cause stuff? A lot more lesbian between these two than there were in the previous movie.
I ain't complaining.
I'm just saying, making an observation here, folks. I'm commentating.
Well, I'm sure they can go even more lesbian.
That's why Claire has no memory.
Yeah.
Alice needed a good lay.
Ah, fuck.
She roofied her. God.
It's funny. Why did you stand on the runway the whole time? Sloppy, 200 points. Bitches need to lose some weight.
Yeah, you fall into that swarm, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a powerful black man.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, he's probably used to play for the NBA. Racism for the win.
I didn't say anything racist. I just said he was a powerful black man.
I'm just saying they used a very racist stereotype. White man can't jump.
Well, they only crashed for part of it. Why do you not have a last name, Alice? Like, seriously, Luther West, Claire Redfield. Everyone has last names, except for Alice. Oh, you people are idiots. Why do you look so confused? Of course his name's Angel. As far as his name pronounced it, Angel. Like, hello, my name is Angel Ortiz. You can call me Angel. But she needs a blood transfusion. Hey!
He was a basketball player!
Called it!
Of course, they're in the building right across from your giant billboard of yourself. Is it just me or does Alice's hair look really stupid?
It does kind of look really stupid.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Ah, you dumb bitch. Wait, is that a shogun on the tail of that plane? Why would a...
Why would a ship that size send an airplane?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
They're idiots. It's a trap. It's a trap.
If they were sailing down the coast,
yeah, Alice,
why would
come
they
across
broadcast to you in Nevada?
Yeah, and it didn't. She, you know, go up the coast. Yeah, she says you're on the western coastline, didn't she?
Yeah.
So she would have seen it at some point. In Alaska. I can totally not tell where this plot line is going at all. Actually, how's Umbrella hearing them now? They don't have the beetle with them.
Maybe she has an implant?
I sincerely doubt that.
They bugged her nipples.
Her nipples are high sensitivity microphones.
That's why they're hard all the time.
Well, actually, one is volume control.
Yeah, one's volume control, one's just changing what channel the audio comes out of.
And her asshole is a microphone jack.
For broadcasting. We'd be able to stream an entire podcast out of her ass. I would love to be an extra in one of
these
movies.
Quit talking out of her ass.
Seriously. Just being paid, not well, but being paid to stand around in shitty clothing with a lot of makeup on a green screen going, rah, rah. That'd be a good day.
Yeah.
Oh my god, zombies can dig. That is so
they
stupid.
They can dig, but they shouldn't think to dig.
No.
How is that possible, though?
Because plot.
Maybe
fucking...
they were buried
Why
alive.
Why are they burning that many torches?
And they just started
light,
scratching their way through.
No, that's wasteful, and it's burning the oxygen in there.
It's not airtight.
I know, but it's still not healthy for them.
That is the dream. Yours has an extra serving of shit in it.
I pissed in your food.
Yeah. Well. Around here we call him Cooper.
Wait, you mean unpaid internships don't continue after the zombie apocalypse?
No, they don't. Exactly. It's, thank you. Why did they really think the plane would be helpful? It'd be her and one other person. She could barely land the first time. We totally don't have a teleportation system. I mean, what? Smart idea. Kind of. It's kind of a mixed blessing with prisons.
Walking Dead much?
No, it's kind of like basic idea, you know. Hey, prison. Strong walls.
Yeah,
I
would totally take a prison.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you gotta worry about the inmates.
So you murder them.
They'll have already murdered themselves. Then you just have to go in and clean up the corpses.
I can only shit in a bucket so many times before it starts to leak out and stink up the place. Move it, you pansy. Why do they just have that thing in the basement? Last time I checked, one guy isn't really Magneto, so he doesn't really need his own thing. Like, yeah, I could go into solitary, but that is. In terms of prison cells, that's pretty nice. Eh? Get it? If he was a real crazy, he wouldn't even be able to fit his fucking forearm through that slot. Looks like Chris and Alice had the same speaking coach. As you can tell by my
real extreme... convincing.
Yeah. Also is cannon fodder. See? Just And so was my military unit.
So does he have psychic ability and he got that zombie to tunnel in?
Nope. How do you know? Military people? Killers? They kill people. I see a bitch who needs a good dickin'.
No.
Yeah, I can kill people in more ways than you could imagine.
Yeah. That is what I had at my ass. You see what I got up front.
I think I know who that black guy is. I think that's Shamar Moore.
Hmm.
Not sure, though. It looks and sounds like him.
We'll see you in the credits. This is the binoculars that are very clear, seeing people at night, as you can tell by all the blackness. And by the way, where'd you get all that makeup?
Alice couldn't have her bitch looking like a slob.
Where'd she get the tweezers to trim her eyebrows and stuff?
Bottom bitch is all the fancies.
Did you not see Alice's kit?
Yeah, that's what she keeps up front, her makeup supplies.
That would be so creepy.
Yep. People wonder why I don't go into basements. Unless there's lights on. Like actual lights, not just fucking torches.
So sure, they can burrow, but how do they get through the walls?
Burrow.
Through concrete?
They burrow.
What the shit?
Some part not have a foundation?
Nope. Subpar
in a prison.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, it's that motherfucker from Resident Evil 5.
So, is that, like, the equivalent of Pyramid Head?
Yeah, kind of. Who's breathing under their mic?
I'm not breathing at all.
Those are shit mirrors.
Yep.
They're meant to be anti-shatter.
Why do you still have the shower running?
Because, fuck you.
And there's plenty of holes in the walls, just so you know.
Here comes Mila Jovovich's obligatory nudity.
Yep.
I don't want to see her nude.
Do you think that British girl like gets the same treatment of being able to be like getting be able to shower alone? Or is she forced to shower with a really creepy movie producer guy?
It's not Luther. I think we're getting cock blocked by a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Is it going to be a stupid jump scare?
Oh.
It's like, ah, surprise!
It's been a little while since I've seen this movie. Wendell, you fucking asshole.
I'll take one of your testicles first.
Yeah.
What the shit?
Oh, run to the brain parasite zombies.
Yep.
That's what they thought to dig.
We got graboid zombies.
What the shit?
Yeah, I guess they've gone into the Resident Evil 5 universe. These ones are supposed to be affected by a brain parasite.
Well, they could have gone to RE4, because, you know, those things are the same brain parasite. Well, different brain parasites. Yeah, and, it was... In RE4, it was Las Plagas, and I'm pretty sure in Resident Evil 5 it was Ouroboros. Except you, because you're Cooper. Yep, you up front. It's on hell, damn it.
I think there's a lot of you and you have guns.
Yeah.
Give it a fucking shot. Shut up, Cooper.
Plus, they have all the guns. If need be, they could just be like, get the fuck back in your cell. Thank you for telling us how to get out.
And Alice, even without
our powers, Cooper.
Pretty awesome. I had $20 on 5 years. Well, looks like I won.
The next bet I have is how long it takes me to get Alice to give me sexual pleasure.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
It's Chris Redfield. He is kind of the main R Resident Evil guy. After Wesker. And zombies. Real lesbian. Dude, I will scalp you and set you on fire with one of these torches. And I just noticed, he played... Sorry, I was thinking of a different guy, but, like, there's a guy who played his exact same character in Dawn of the Dead remake.
I have a question. Why weren't they slowly killing off zombies? They've been there for a long time.
Because they aren't that smart.
Like, I would kill at least one, every couple hours, at very least. Why not just be like, yep, shik, 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 with a knife, right through the gate.
They aren't that smart. They've kept Cooper here for this long. Seriously. Do you really think they're smart enough to figure out, hey, let's start picking off zombies slowly, and over time we'll have enough to get out of here, maybe.
And no one thought about sacrificing him?
Yeah.
And his little intern?
His intern is okay, I guess. It took you that long to notice him? It's water. Get it? Like sex. Why are you trying to scare off the zombies? She's gonna die. She's gonna die so hard.
Use that underwater?
Yep.
Yes, revolvers you can fire repeatedly underwater.
That's awesome.
Unless they are specially made, semi-automatic pistols will jam.
Mm-hmm.
After one shot.
She took her shotguns with her, though?
Yeah.
They're on her back.
And her sword.
Can you use shotguns underwater?
Yes, so long as it does not rely on gas clearing the chamber of the spent shell, then it can be fired repeatedly underwater. Even if it jams, her shotguns will have one shot each.
Do double barrels fire both at once?
You generally have a selective trigger.
Oh, you're kidding me. Zombies can swim.
So we're going to get an underwater fight?
A poorly lit underwater fight.
So she's going to die.
She's going to get eaten.
Yeah, someone is.
I was a swim champ.
Yeah.
And so I wore my shoes to do a huge amount of swimming.
She's an idiot.
Why is it so foggy?
Because underwater.
All the dirt would have settled.
It's foggy because atmosphere.
Like the heartbeat?
Yep.
Nope.
I can see that on your shirt.
That's pretty much the only reason she's in this movie.
Oh, the heartbeat's speeding up. Guys, something's coming. Air.
It'd be great if they had to shoot that scene 5 or 6 times because Wentworth Miller, he just couldn't hold his breath long enough, so he kept trying to come up early and kept hitting his head off the fucking cement. Oh, damn it, my face! He's literally whipped out a gun.
Is everything Wentworth Miller does, she's trying to break out of prison?
Seems to be that way.
Pretty much. Yeah. I don't think he's been in anything that hasn't had a prison in it.
I'm numb.
Called it.
I called that before you. Of course she's gonna die. What other purpose does she have? That zombie jumped into the water.
There's an issue now. They're going to be swimming in infected water.
Well,
big time.
Brain parasites.
Yeah,
not
this
bloodborne
is a
virus. Parasites.
Well, they're lucky.
Yeah.
Ooh, pretty.
I'm pretty sure if you're... I don't think anyone's actually survived being bitten, so... We don't know if the brain parasite can actually be transmitted through bite.
Instead of... Ooh.
Yeah. No, in the games, it's always you go into an area with an infected population.
Yeah, but again, this isn't the games. This has nothing to do with the games.
I love that sound.
Yeah. And it's great they actually did him in practical effects. They actually made the hammer and everything, and it's not just a big CGI monster.
Yeah. Makes him look like a cross between Scarecrow and Pyramid Head, though. Definitely.
It's an engine, you dumbass! How could you not... Cooper, why? What the fuck?
Why did he do that?
Because what fucking Cooper. Purpose did that serve?
It made him feel better. What was the point of moving that cop car? It did nothing! You now have a zombie ramp.
Yes, now they have to climb a ramp instead of walking straight in.
It's to fuck with the wheelchair zombies.
The wheelchair zombies would be better at that, because they need ramps.
Well, the ramp goes to nowhere, so they just end up flat on their face.
Or they have, like, electric wheelchairs that are, like, really souped up, so they just go, like, vroom, and just, like, ramp off of them into people.
Bet you can't fly it!
Shoot it! Wow, he sucks!
Does he even know how to fly a plane?
He doesn't think that far ahead.
Probably not.
And what about the lip?
Oh, that is gorgeous. Oh,
that's amazing. Wait. The lip. There's a lip on the roof. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, seriously, oh, this would be the best job ever. You get paid to limp. Gratuitous slow-mo CG shot where the gun magically turns around.
Seriously, if they're that good shots, why did they have any issues with all those zombies?
They're not really that good shots. These zombies, they don't go down with just headshots. Like, you see, all these zombies are being shot in the chest. Some of them are going down after being shot in the arm.
They're just doing a spray and pray.
Yeah. He's got no power! Fuck power, cut the cable. That won't lead to you all dying at all.
Weevils.
You know, physics.
Holy shit, are they kidding me?
Nope, they're dead.
They better get out fast.
And more Matrix.
Yep.
I'm gonna bet that she's gonna end up jumping off the building.
Don't throw the gun away! Why are you throwing... Okay. Okay, then. That makes a bit more sense. I thought, like... Wait, why are you throwing your bag of guns away?
Actually, not so much Matrix.
Oh my god, it's the Lemmings.
Yeah.
Looking pretty diehard right now.
Ooh, food!
Yep, Die Hard.
Yep. Yeah. It's raining zombies. Hallelujah. Now it's kind of George of the Jungle. Yeah, fuck momentum.
Fuck ammo count.
Fuck everything. See, that sword would have come in handy around here, wouldn't it? You know, close-up combat. And that's kind of wanted. I'd love to see some of these movies curve a bullet. Don't throw the guns away! Those are some shiny shotguns. You think you got
There's
that shit
so
custom?
Much slow-mo.
And not a single one hits Luther. slam dunk. Other basketball terms.
That was the most intense adrenaline rush ever, man.
I'm so hype.
I haven't felt this good since I did cocaine with Charlie Sheen.
Fuck yeah! Not so much doing cocaine with Charlie Sheen as having Charlie Sheen spit in my mouth one day.
That just took it to a gay level.
Oh yeah, totally. Look at him. A tight shirt, no hair.
His head does look like a penis. Sup?
Boom to the head. That knocked one of my nails loose.
Holy
I don't
shit.
Care. Boosh!
With a giant steak tenderizer.
I want that hammer.
And she's dead.
Nope. She looks like a model posing for something. And of course you destroy all the showers so that all the water comes flying into the air, because we gotta have Wet Woman.
She actually reminded me of last month's cover girl for Jugs and Ammo.
Well, maybe minus the jugs a bit.
God, that thing looks so badass.
It really does! I'll say this about the Resident Evil movies. Like, the creature design is pretty awesome.
Slow motion wet girl pose.
Yep. Slow mo badass motherfucker with hooks and knives and nails and shit. Love this fucker! In the games, he kills you with one hit. If he touches you, you die. Don't run at him, you'll die! Did Chris Redfield and Sheva Alomar teach you nothing? Wait, how? What? She was not in any position to do that.
She got to see up his skirt.
Yep.
Upskirt.
Well, actually, that's a kitchen apron.
What killed him?
A shotgun blast of quarters.
Silver dollars.
Silver dollars.
I like that.
Kind of.
So, silver. I guess he was a werewolf.
Wow, just...
That was so awesome.
Shot of wet moon boobs.
Aww.
No.
Yeah. These things do not go down easy.
Oh, no.
Can you tell this movie was shot in 3D? Look at that pose! Jesus Christ! Oh. Oh, look, change! You got change!
Ding, 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 we have a winner!
Can we take it with us? Want a hammer?
That was so cool.
It really was. And you see why I love these movies? They're
Spotlight
really
tends to suck, but...
They're really bad, but they're awesome.
Yes. Like, if you take each scene out of context, it could be totally seen as epic.
Yeah, but taking it as a whole, it's like mini scenes of epic, intercut with scenes of stupid.
Yep. Ew, blood.
Who left all their beef jerky in this hallway? I mean,
are we inside Oprah's vagina?
No, if you were inside Oprah's vagina, you would be dead. Like, there are things in there. Horrible things. At least that's how the legend goes. Ah! That way you'll be able to clean yourself up and not look so much like shit. Go back to being a hot, wet girl and not a hot... Oh, well, whatever. Fuck. Why isn't there water dripping down this tunnel?
Is he missing his legs or something? Why is he being all like, go first?
He's waiting for them.
Oh, is he gonna get... Yeah.
He's a black guy, of course he's gonna...
Well, the important characters are still alive anyways.
Well, important.
Hey man, he was the slam dunk champion of this movie.
Wait, did...
But did I guess she pop nothing her... else needs to be slam dunked.
Her collar was popped in a couple of those shots.
Because drama. Oh, look at the way Claire's walking. Wah, wah, wah.
Like a fucking bitches, runway.
Bitches ain't got shit, son. Claire fucking Redfield. Zombies wish they had half my swag. Wait, what? Were they at the boat? Okay, they're going into Silent Hill now.
Yep, Stephen King strikes again.
Silent Hill isn't Stephen King.
No, I'm just saying, there's this thing, whenever it gets really, really foggy and weird stuff is happening, we blame Stephen King.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that.
Yep.
It would be great if this ended like...
got overrun.
It would have been great if this ended like The Mist, where there's like go out into sea. It's like, oh fuck, we're all gonna die. We have two bullets.
Dun 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 dun.
That's all aboard. I'm not gonna talk about that. Anyways, they're on the boat. They're on the boat, motherfucker.
Of course the fucker crashed the plane.
Good job, Cooper.
He got out. And we'll kill him when we find him. There's blood on it, though. Oh, wait, that would be from the zombies.
Alice is going to put a revolver in his anus.
Could pull the gun out of her anus, put it up his anus. Only with the safety off. Dun dun dun.
Play a very interesting game of Russian roulette.
Yes, rear roulette.
Yeah. Think about it. With rear roulette, do you wash the gun off after each use? Like, you just, like, get a wet nap and just wipe it down when it's your turn? Nope, it says passengers, not survivors.
Zombies!
Yeah. Vocabulary is very important when dealing with computers.
See, that's so unfortunate. In zombie apocalypse, they're like, let's get all the survivors together. Safety.
Umbrella. No.
Oh.
Yeah, you never get into large groups with fucking zombie apocalypses. You splinter off into smaller groups. Less chance
groups
of someone infecting.
Groups of four tend to be the most efficient.
Yeah. Less likely of someone hiding an infection. That's all they want to do, just grow up, just cop a feel of all these girls. And how do they think it under her shirt if they put it on top of her shirt? Oh my god!
It's a trap!
Akbar knew!
So I don't get it. Why was Umbrella rolling around the zombie apocalypse killing survivors?
Science.
Yeah, but what's the point of having science if there's no humans left?
Science.
Science for the...
It's science for the sake of science.
That probably have faster...
Create deadly virus. Question mark. Profit.
Exactly. That's Umbrella's entire business strategy. It's, hey, we have this awesome thing that kills everyone. Let's kill everyone. It'll make us money.
So it's going to drop down and...
You'll see. It's for the sake of science. Wait, that's Kmart? She does not deserve a name like Kmart. Oh.
Really smart to do that.
Fuck smart, we're dealing with Umbrella. You have to be as idiotic as possible.
That doesn't look good.
They all have the boob bugs.
Thing on the chest.
Make sure to remove the boob bug.
It's, I let one person out. You'll let everyone else.
Are they all going to automatically open?
If they did, Chris Pratt would be copping a field than anyone he could. he's been in the military and in prison for years. He's got to have blue balls.
So an infection happened.
Probably. This fucking Umbrella, infections happen everywhere. It's like, oh my god, an infection's breaking out. What? It's like, in the middle of an infectious breakout, they say, oh my god, an infection broke out. It's like, yeah, no shit. No, I mean another one.
So much for no psychic powers.
Could just be intuition.
How did they not see that? Or hear that?
Oh, they were raising all the other ones? And there was smoke everywhere? And tubes?
And the blood trail ended.
Yeah. And tubes.
Getting on her feet.
Yeah, why would you have a facility this white? You're not able to keep it clean.
You can't keep the damn thing clean. Hey, do you recognize the bomb thing behind you? Because that sort of killed you once. Maybe you should pay attention to that.
Well, it depends on how many clones were actually in the facility, because it could have killed her a lot of times.
There were at least three. It killed her at least three times.
Mm-hmm. There was a good... at least five of them, as far as I can remember.
Let's call an even half dozen. I'm Chris Redfield. Who? Is this where they film the alien autopsy video?
Why is she wearing so much makeup?
Because. Just because it's apocalypse doesn't mean she gotta let herself go.
That's disgusting.
Oh my god, they're mummies. Was that Voldemort?
Look out for any statues that might come back as Chow Yun-Fat.
Oh no. Bam, oh, please tell me he decayed and died.
Sup, bitch? Captain of the USS, fuck you. You were looking?
So why do you want her dead so bad? She should mean nothing to you right now.
Because reasons. Skinless zombie dogs. That's sit, not down.
Fucking Cooper.
Every goddamn time. That ass. It's a sentient virus. By support, I mean, bitch. Ew.
So wait, he's literally propositioning to eat Alice.
Yep. Why does he have a thumbstick on one of the hand things?
I didn't hear one liner.
I'm not on the
menu. I'm not on the menu.
Oh.
You get it? It's funny because food. Zambi dog! Fucked up Zambi dog! With teeth that couldn't possibly fit inside of it.
What the hell?
It's Umbrella, dude. They're evil.
The zombie dogs weren't enough.
Where'd the brain go?
It got fucking morphed into other things. It's quite an inconvenience, because you left once.
Why don't you shoot?
Because they're idiots.
Oh, sexy.
Red eyes. Except not red. Throw your glasses at the camera, then dive.
Yeah.
Why did you catch the glasses?
Why did you catch
the glasses? And now we put them back on. We have a Horatio.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Matrix. Holy crap. It really is.
That's all I've been saying. That's all we've been saying. Like, every other joke has been the Matrix.
When he put the sunglasses back on, I had such an urge to press the yeah button.
Yeah. Okay, he dodges bullets against a knife in the knee. Just
consistency.
Yeah. Like the agents.
Because they could dodge bullets, but they also end up taking a punch.
Yeah. And a lot of them end up dying, a couple of them end up dying from bullets.
Do you guys hear the dubstep dodging?
It's sub-dubstep. It's sub-step. Just karate kick them. Shoot the glass. You figure those screens would actually be holograms. Wait, yeah. Why didn't that shatter the glass?
Oh my fuck.
Take that. You just got cut in half by a piece of glass shaped like Africa. What the fuck?
So wait, that's not a brain parasite, it's just the T-virus?
It could evolve. Viruses do that sometimes in these series.
So did she get infected then? By his whatever?
Who? Like, she was never bitten or anything.
No, that knife got jabbed into him. He's infected.
No, that guy was a ready and infected. Well, who's
that's not the same knife that he was stabbed with.
No, it was.
No, there were like five knives. No,
they were completely differently shaped.
Oh, it looked like the same knife.
No, not even close.
It was a tray. A tray of knives were thrown at him. And wait, how do they have Chris Redfield's picture and her on file for their pods?
I think it just took a still shot of him.
Jesus fuck, dude!
We have a Phineas Gage situation here.
Redfields!
In nomine Patri et Filius et Spiritus Sancti.
Aim for the head! It can't come back if it doesn't have a head. It's great that he thinks that matters. Thank you, Chris.
I'm sorry, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah. What happened to him? Like, seriously.
Aww.
You technically are home. Like, you're just off the coast of home, actually.
What ate him?
Wesker. Probably.
He ate Cooper.
Yep.
That can't be healthy for him.
No. Wait, why do you only need to put in two numbers to that code? Son of a bitch.
Wow, they really made those removable?
Yep. Well, at least she had the foresight to put it in a plane. How she knew which one to put it into, well, I have no idea, but whatever. Wow, that looks like shit.
Oh, jeez, really?
That looks terrible! I'm a black guy!
The island!
Yes.
I win the lottery.
There's Michael Clark Duncan wearing glasses. Next, I take your sister into the back cabin. Don't bother us. Wait, did you really turn it on to turn it back off?
You can't offer those!
We also offer white shirts with holes strategically placed on them.
And rape. Don't
Lots
forget
of
the
rape.
Rape.
Chris Redfield is a lonely man. Oh my god, it's Umbrella! Is the soundtrack laughing?
Yes, it is.
It's like, ah, you dumbasses think you're safe. Hey. and Ali Larder's still posing. Yep. 7 seconds. If those planes had to wait like 7 seconds to show up, then every single one of those white shirts would be dirty. Like, horribly so.
So...
How can Umbrella afford all of these?
I knew we shouldn't have promised the rape. I knew that was just too tempting to Umbrella Company. They're like, ooh, rape!
Yay! That was Resident Evil Afterlife. Oh, that's so good. It's so bad, but it's so good.
Yep. Wait.
Indeed.
The guy playing Bennett's name is Kim. And actually, that Boris Kolgia guy, that was the guy playing Luther.
Oh, really?
Boris Kolgia was a black guy.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I was expecting, you know, maybe to be disproven by being it be like Tyrone Jackson or something, but...
Kids.
Wow, you are being exceptionally racist today.
I'm not meaning to be, but like Boris is not a name you is essentially assigned to a black man.
Neither is the name. Neither is the surname Kolgia.
No, you think of like probably some like Russian.
Are you
dude.
Sure
there
it's
are
not
black
Latino?
Russians?
Like African Latino?
Possible. Possible. Yeah, and I didn't
there
know
there are black Russians as well.
And I didn't know there were currency.
Like a mocha thing going on. So.
But still, traditionally you would think of, you know,
stunt riggers,
like...
Mongo Andrews.
Mongo.
Yes. Mongo like candy.
Oh, I like candy.
God, there's some great names like Franz Trosthammer. An assistant named Franz Trosthammer.
Maybe that's how they decided who would work on this movie. It's like, I love your name, man.
Yeah, half the people on this movie were chosen just because they had awesome names. Which, you know, was fine for some stuff. When it came to, like, the special effects, they probably should have gone with professionals and not just people with awesome names.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so... Special effects coordinator Tom Kenny, special effects supervisor Mark Lawson, Kaz Kobielski. Yeah, that's a good enough name. Kaz Kobielski. Okay, I guess there are no more credit sequences. There's just that one. Well, that's a shame.
That is.
Unless there actually is a scene afterwards and not just 4 minutes of credits.
Generally not. That's kind of a... Well, more of a Marvel thing, really.
Yeah.
Other movies do that. Mila Jovovich's costume designed by Jovovich Hawk. She part designed her own costume. That's nice.
Sure, just like,
okay, for the next one, I really have to look up the phonetic pronunciation of her name.
Of who?
Mila Jovovich? It's Jovovich. Not that, though.
Mila
it's
Jovovich.
Not that, either.
Fuck it, I don't care. They had a swamper. What the fuck is a swamper?
Someone who just runs around being like, okay, now you have to do this, you have to do this, and you have to file this, and blah, 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 swamping people with work.
Does he just... Does
like,
he just
throw work.
Does he just throw swamps at people?
No, he's the guy who randomly walks up to shit on people's floor to motivate them to start doing better.
Upper deckers at every toilet. I want to try that on somebody.
No.
Not you. Someone I don't know.
That's mean.
So, people are assholes. This has been established. They deserve
yeah,
to be
offered. I know. Perhaps we should have checked for something after the credits before we started this.
Yeah, I probably should have.
Yeah.
Stop talking so quietly.
I know.
Well, for the next one.
Or you know what else would be easier to like cut, jump forward to the end of the credits?
Yeah, they have to
get already pressed stop, I'll be honest.
Okay, fuck it.
Because we usually don't watch the credits.
Sometimes we do.
Well, if we have a lot to say afterwards about it, just to rant on, yeah.
We're just talking about names, cool names. We do that from time to time. Or we just get there to tell everyone to go fuck themselves like a Battlefield Earth.
Or all the Twilight movies.
Yeah.
What's a Twilight?
Oh, you poor child.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's you Twilight pussed princess. Out like a bitch.
Yep. What, you know, fitting?
Ah, I'm not a girl. Are you kidding me?
I was going more toward the cat angle.
Well, that would be a dog.
Anyways, that was Resident Evil Afterlife.
Bitch.
I was talking about the puss part.
I thought you said bitch.
He said pussed out like a bitch.
Pussed out like a bitch.
So puss, yeah. Cat.
Yeah, but pussed
use
out.
Your brain.
But like a bitch, like a dog.
It's true, I was comparing.
You cat it out like a dog. Whatever.
That was Resident Evil Afterlife.
Thank y'all for joining us. Be sure to check us out. Be sure to come back to the site next Friday for another episode of the Desto Pros Anything. Why did I say Anything Cast? Sorry, we're recording this after Anything Cast. I'm still in Anything Cast mode. Be sure to join us next Friday for another episode of the Desto Pros Let's Watch as part of Resident Evil Month. Next week, we're going to take a look at the final Resident Evil film to date, Resident Evil Retribution. That's the one that has four openings.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. It's immediately after Resident Evil 5, but in slow motion in reverse, and then a recap, and then the things that happen immediately after Resident Evil 5 in fast motion forward, and then the beginning of Dawn of the Dead.
What the hell? Okay,
You'll see. It's awesome. It is amazing.
Yes, I know. They do directly rip the opening scene from Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, totally. Yeah, so be sure to check out the site every day because we'll be posting other stuff like other podcasts, news, possibly maybe reviews or something. I don't know. We could. You don't know.
No.
Yeah, and so as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at Deathstore Prods. I am at Deadman_DDProds. We have at Bullywan, at StarChild001, means 0113. And Katie doesn't know what Twitter is.
Never.
You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/DestoProds. Subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/DestoProdsVids for myself and youtube.com/Bovywan for Bovywan and all them over there in London. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us some reviews, let us know what we want to see more of, etc. And you can subscribe to us on Stitcher. We're now on there. Download the app and check us out on Stitcher. All of our shows are on there. So check us out on there. Yeah. So, until next time, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovywan.
I'm Starchild.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
We will see you guys next time.